Abby Klingenberg, will you come and boast in what Christ has done for you?
My name is Abby Klingenberg. This is my testimony, but it's not about me. It's about Jesus. I've always lived in a Christian home where the gospel has always been taught by my mom and dad. Before I became a Christian, I thought I was all right and could wait till I was older to be a believer. But Jesus said that we should watch for him because we do not know the day or the hour when he will return. Whenever I went to church, I acted and believed I was okay, and whenever I was at home, I didn't want to obey my parents much, but when I did, I didn't do it with a joyful heart. I was always hearing God's word, but it went in one ear and out the other. Like Paul wrote to Timothy, that there are people who are always learning and never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. I kept on hardening my heart against him and putting him aside for later. One day last summer, I was thinking about heaven. I thought that it would be wonderful to get there when I died and be with him forever. But about a month ago, I really started to think about it more seriously. I thought to myself, have I been saved from my sin? I did not want to be with him. So a few days later, when I was thinking of that again, I went into my room and started praying. I asked God to forgive my sin and that I might be with him in his kingdom someday. As I was praying, I felt like a very heavy weight had been taken off of me, and I felt very joyful. Jesus is in my heart now. I went to be baptized because I want to boast in Jesus, that his death on the cross took away my sin and gave me his righteousness. In Romans 6:22, Paul wrote, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end. I am no longer enslaved to sin. I am so thankful that Jesus changed my heart and I will be with him forever."
Abby, you don't have to do that yet. 12 years ago, 2 months and 11 days, these hands were the first to touch you and to hold you. And it is my great joy, even a greater joy than that, today, because of your testimony and your profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.